For calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Good morning, Felicia. My name is Janet Jones, and I had a, just one second, $56.95 pulled from my account.
What's the last four? What's your zip code, Ms. Jones?
65301.
Now, was Janet for the first name?
Yes.
One moment. Do you know what date it was charged to you on?
May 2nd. I just like to know what that was for.
Verify your address for me.
1320 East 7th Street, Sedalia, Missouri, 65301.
Thank you. And your email is jljones5060@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, give me one second while I pull up your account. Yes, it looks like you ordered the KitchenAid when you completed the survey.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure if you read over the terms. You paid $7.95 when you ordered on April the 27th, and there is a monthly membership that comes with the KitchenAid, which is $56.95.
Well, I would like to cancel that because I did not read that.
Okay.
I
can go ahead and cancel the account. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
Okay. I would appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one quick second, Ms. Jones. I'll get that canceled out for you.
I haven't received anything either, so.
It's in transit. It should be delivered this week to you.
Oh, okay. How come they're charging $56.95 a month?
It's the monthly membership. It's in your terms and conditions. If you get a minute, review those terms. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I would, if you please cancel that.
Okay, I have you all canceled out. There'd be no further activity. Is there anything else for you today?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I do thank you, Ms. Jones, for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.